I'm going to talk to you about why the answer to your problems is not on social media. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's just talk about this. Social media. I know how addictive it is. We pick up our phones, what is it, 1,000 times a day? Something like that, a couple of thousand times a day. And think about this. What are you actually doing when you pick up your phone? You're looking at someone who's gone fishing, someone you don't know has gone fishing. It's like an insight into somebody else's life, but it's not. It's like the best bits of someone's life, first of all. And then often they're not even the best bits, because you miss the best bits. They're just predetermined bits that people try and display. But what are you actually doing? You're just scrolling down people's stuff. And for what purpose? Like, what are you getting out of it? And well, I'll tell you what you're getting out of it. You're getting a dopamine hit, first of all. And you get this idea that if you're not on social media and you're not scrolling down, you're somehow missing out. And it's kind of like this dichotomy, isn't it? Where you're kind of missing out, but you're totally not missing out. Because by thinking you're missing out and looking for other people's stuff, you're actually missing out on your own life and the other stuff that you could be doing. Because it's like, hey, let's film it, you know? Let's take pictures and let's prove we were here. You know, the old pictures, oh, it didn't happen kind of thing. But what else are you getting out of it? Anything? Like, you know, I was thinking about this. I was scrolling through. I posted something because they said something about 40,000 miles away and they were on an aeroplane. And I'm like, did you not mean feet, not miles? And then some wanker comes in and says, oh, but you're fun at parties. And I'm like, I just want to be factually correct. And then I deleted my comment and I left the group because I'm like, this is just what social media is. You have an opinion about something, or you're saying, actually, that's wrong, it's this. And some twat just comes along who's thick as shit on minimum wage, but thinks that their opinion has weight. And we all think our opinion has weight, but some of ours has and some of ours hasn't, right? Any uneducated person can comment on the greatest victory of your life, and some twat comes along, well, that's rubbish. Why are we doing it? Like, I have to seriously consider, and increasingly so, a lot of my social media has been one-way traffic, as in, I create content and then we post it out. And you may notice as well, we've not posted a lot of content, not a lot of videos like this in the last couple of months, really. We just took some time off. We just got fed up of twats, basically, coming on, thinking that their opinion is the right one, when invariably the wrong, 40,000 miles away. It's a third of the way to the moon, you bell end. You're supposed to be on a plane that's 40,000 feet. It's like, you can't even get such simple things right, but they think that their voice has weight. And it just annoys me, can you tell? But it's a good reminder, because it's this idea that our problems are not going to be solved on social media. Our clients on social media, yes, but you scrolling down through your feed will not show you the clients. I'll give you an example. As you may know, we do websites, some very good websites as it happens, and good value stuff, right? So we're in a group, a leads networking group, it's like 4,000 people in there, and someone's asking for recommendations on websites. Now, I see all these people jumping in because everybody does websites. Oh, I do a website. There's like 50 different responses from different people all doing websites. We don't bother to reply to any of that because they're not choosing us. It's 1 in 50. It doesn't matter how good you are. They're not great odds. We just don't even bother. What we might do is before a free download, before you get your next website, make sure it's got these 5 plugins or whatever. Make sure you're doing these 5 things before you buy a website. Make sure your website designer can do these 5 things, whatever it happens to be, right? But the noise is so great, and everybody's got such an opposite opinion to you. You could do the most amazing thing, okay? You could be the most amazing person, you raise millions of pounds for charity, and there's still some twat who's going to come along and go, well, that's rubbish. Well, you must be fun at parties. Like, do you know anything about me, motherfucker? And also, I should add, you've been sarcastic with someone who owns a social media digital marketing agency. Do you want us to give you 100 bad reviews? Because we know how to do that shit, if that's what you want. Do you know what I mean? Pick your battles. If you want to go down that path, that's fine. Well, let's play. It's not a problem. But it just annoys me. And it frustrates me. And it frustrates me to the point now where, certainly in the last year, I've definitely pulled back. I don't even respond to anybody. And I thought when I put that response on, I thought I shouldn't respond. And lo and behold, some twat comes along. And then I'm like, why did I bother? And I've pretty much just unsubscribed from all emails. I've unsubscribed from all groups. I've unliked loads of pages. I just don't want to be part of that community anymore. Where some low-life twat with two cells for a brain comes along and poo-poos your amazing results. It's just, I can't be bothered with it anymore. So what's the answer then? Well, I think the answer is more one-way traffic. You know, not two-way traffic. I think you cut back on responding to other people's comments. I think having an opinion on social media is very, I was going to say 90s, but it's probably noughties. I just think having a comment and having an opinion, I just don't think it's important anymore. And I think that if you've got a comment and you've got an opinion, what you want to be doing is you want to be expressing that opinion on a one-to-many. Not as a response on somebody else's page, but as a podcast, as a video, as an audible, as a book, as a free download. So it services you. And it services you, you know, if it's a free download, they still have to put in their email address, for example. Now you're getting benefit out of it. And some muppet can't come along and go, well, that's rubbish. Because there's nowhere for them to have that opinion. They can subscribe and they can download the document and they can read the document and then they can send you an email and go, well, that's rubbish. It never happens. It never, ever happens. It has to be said. And I think moving the conversation away from digital media, like social media, away from Facebook groups, away from pages and Twitter and Instagram and so on, because there's always going to be some twat who comes along who says that your greatest achievement of all time is, well, that's rubbish, that's shit, that, because that's just what people are like. And let's just, I want to absolutely clarify this. I'm not saying that you're not on social media. You are on social media, but it's like, if you're going to post something in a group and it says, hey, give me your opinion on the vaccine, you know that, you know, a certain proportion of people are going to go, it's rubbish, and a certain proportion of people are going to go, it's great. And you can do that to get engagement, as long as you're then not getting back into that conversation and having your own opinion and expressing that, because then you're going to get 40% of people telling you wrong. Whichever 40% it happens to be is irrelevant. So I'm not saying that you don't do that. I'm saying that you do that for engagement purposes, so that your posts keep showing up. But for actual sharing of knowledge and information, I think we move that away from social media. We move it into podcasts. You know, if you've got an opinion on this podcast, and you might disagree with it, you might agree with it, where are you going to put that opinion? You might be on YouTube, you can put it in a box down below, but if you're on iTunes, where are you going to put it? Much harder to do it. And this is about protecting you, really, and protecting me, by the way. Because I don't want that negative, crappy opinion from whoever it is that's leaving it. Why would I want that? One of the things that really annoys me, he deletes comments that he doesn't like. You're right, I do, and I delete people out of my life that I don't like. Why would I want that kind of person in my life or on my feed? Just fuck off. It's just, why would I do that? Oh, well, everyone's entitled to their opinion. No, they're not. Who said that? What? Is Hitler entitled to his opinion? Like, I was going to use a vaccine line. Let's not go down a vaccine line. But, like, half the people are going to disagree with what you do. Why do you need to listen to that? Let them disagree. But they can disagree in their own time. They can rent space in their head thinking about the thing that they disagree with about whatever it is that you're saying. And the idea is to move people off social media, move them on to, like, listening to a podcast. If I can get you to listen to my podcast for half an hour, okay, I've got you in my brain. No, I haven't. I've got me in your brain for half an hour, and you're listening to whatever I'm rattling on about. Could be this, right? Up to 10 minutes. That's wonderful. That's exactly where we want potential customers. We want them to think, actually, you know what? Dan's got a really good opinion. And actually, you know what? I'm going to try that. I'm going to try not putting opinions on social media, but instead create content around those opinions and push it out so it's one-way traffic. And if people want to respond, like, either don't respond back, or if they're responding in a negative way, just remove them. It's like this, you know, imagine being bullied, right? And the bully is calling you names. Let's say it's calling you fat. Fat boy Dan. Let's say it's calling you fat boy Dan. If you call me that, by the way, just recognise that you will probably be on your ass. Just to clarify. As I'm getting older, I just have less acceptance these days. And I quite enjoy calling people out as well. To watch them squirm. So don't call me that. But if you do, just be prepared. And I run a social media digital agency, and so you probably don't want to go down that path. So, but let's say you've been bullied, right? Well, they're entitled to an opinion. What, calling your fat boy to your face, saying it on social media, saying that what you do, Dan, is morally wrong? Why would I want to listen to any of that? I want to listen to people who go, shit, Dan, your stuff's really good. That got me thinking. Brilliant. And you know that old adage of, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it. Don't say anything. That still stands with me. I just don't get it. You know, I've got this idea. Oh, well, that won't work. What do you mean it won't work? Well, that won't work. What, have you done it? No. How the hell would you know it wouldn't work then? Just get rid of them out of your life. We're living in this time now. Well, everyone's got an opinion. And usually the people that agree with you don't go, yes, I agree with you. That's amazing. I never thought about that. It's usually the people that respond to you going, that's crap, that's rubbish. Well, I disagree. Well, in my experience, yeah, but you're a muppet. Well, I tried that and it didn't work. You're a muppet. I tried it loads of times. It worked loads of times. So who's right and who's wrong? And so what I'm saying here is that we're reaching this level in social media. I think we're coming up to this crux, this point in social media, where you now have to, you know, the mental health thing is huge, right? It's enormous, is the mental health stuff. And we're reaching this point where you've just got to absolutely protect yourself as much as you can. Because if you don't, no one's coming to protect you. They're just, you know, like literally, and we see this all the time, don't we? People bully people on social media all the time. To the point where they kill themselves. And are those people in, like, are they sad that they've done that? No. But, like, brilliant. Well, it serves them right then. We'll go do it again. It's just ridiculous. And yet we have all these ideas that we care about. Other people's opinions. But their opinion is somehow valid. More valid than your opinion. Now, am I right about everything? Hell no. Am I wrong about a lot of things? Hell yes. Do I care? No. Has it got anything to do with you? No. Is what you do anything to do with me? If I disagree with what you're doing, I think that's a bad idea. Is that relevant? It depends on my experience and knowledge. But I tell you the one thing I noticed. And the one thing I noticed was that as soon as I stopped listening to other people's opinions and I started making up my own decisions about the way I was going to run my life, rightly or wrongly, that's when I started getting better results. And when I listened to other people, I got the results that they got, which was shit. And I didn't want those opinions. I wanted opinions that I got, results that I know I could get. And so my opinion's more valid for me, just as your opinion might be more valid for you. Well, that was a good rant, wasn't it? Hope you find some use out of that, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.